start with thanking you all for coming here. I think we've got a very interesting schedule for the next 2 days. I also actually still have my voice left at this time. First of all, I was hoping that you all like what we're going to do here, but comments are most certainly welcome. So if you have anything to say about what I've been organizing here, just send me an email. Make sure to mention Folsom in the subject so that my mail filters like it, and then I'll be sure to do it better next time around. Anyway, this year round, I'm also not going to be introducing speakers all the weekend. I've got some volunteers. One is Steve, who will be doing this afternoon. So I'll just give the word to Steve, and I hope the cable will arrive soon. See you, bye.
Well, thanks for coming along. We have a good set of talks ready for people this afternoon. Hopefully we should have some video display sometime soon. Luke is a member of the release team. He's going to talk about testing migration. He wants to give us a clear look about how packages migrate to testing, and he wants to cover the criteria and how things are blocked and hinted by the release team to control exactly what goes in, how freezes work, and do's and don'ts for maintainers. I guess I'm going to Luke.
So do we wait for the cable?
It's 2:15 now. It's up to you.
I'm not according to that. Okay. So I'll talk about testing migration. I'm not talking about Edge in particular, not at all, so not about release, but about testing migration. Of course, testing migration is a precondition for a release, because eventually testing will be declared stable, and stable is of course the release. Something about distributions. Normally packages are uploaded to unstable. So packages normally are uploaded to unstable. Once they are ready for migration, they migrate to testing. So that's what I'm going to talk about. Then testing is from time to time declared stable, and that's the release. If one wants to upload packages that are not meant to be in the next release, one uploads them to experimental. So how is testing, what are the criteria for testing migration? First, a package has to stage in unstable for 2, 5, or 10 days normally. Then it has to be in sync on all release architectures. For the moment that are like Alpha, ARM, AMD64, MIPS, MIPSL, i386, i64, S390, PowerPC, and Spark. I think I'm at 11. So packages must not have any release critical bugs. Well, actually, they may have release critical bugs if they have equal amount or less release critical bugs than the version that is already in test. But more about that later. And then, one of the hardest parts for the release team to take care of, packages must not break any packages that are already in testing. There's one exception, namely that if a newer version that does break packages in testing is going along with packages that it breaks. So if all these packages are going in together, then it's fine, because then the end result is that they didn't break any packages. Then, of course, sometimes unstable is not very well suited for packages that are meant for the release. That can be because security updates have to go into testing, but the version in unstable is not suited for release. Or, well, in general, if the package in unstable is not suited for release, and then one uses a testing proposed update. So we have migration to testing from unstable, but also from testing proposed update. And the testing proposed updates, they have other criteria. The packages that are uploaded to testing proposed updates should have minimal changes, very minimal changes, because testing proposed updates is not a distribution that is used by users. So it's not tested by the users. So the first test of a package in testing proposed updates, if it's already migrated to testing. Package and testing proposed updates needs to be approved by the release team to migrate to testing. And of course, it also must not break any packages that are already in testing. But for a testing proposed updates, the urgency of the upload doesn't matter at all. So the 2, 5, or 10 days staging is not happening in testing proposed updates. If the package is in sync on the release architectures or not, it's not really a criterion. So the release team has to check manually if it's in sync on all architectures before approving. So now, a bit more about the criteria. So the urgency of the upload. You have normally the urgency of upload is normal, and that means that the package has to stage for 10 days in unstable. If it's more urgent, like it fixes an important bug, or even a release critical bug that is not, that has many changes in the package to close it, then you use medium urgency. So that means 5 days staging in unstable. Then when it's even more critical, you use high urgency. So then it only has to stay for 2 days in the state. There is also critical urgency, but that's normally not used by any maintainer. It's only used by the security team. And that means it's 0 days staging. So then what means being in sync on all release architectures? It means, of course, that the package is built and uploaded for all the release architectures. Actually, not only uploaded, but installed in the archive. Then, for the release critical bugs, like I said, a package that wants to migrate must not have more RC bugs than it had before. So an equal amount of closed an equal amount of RC bugs or less RC bugs as the criteria. So that also means that a package that is not in testing for the moment shouldn't have any RC bugs and unstable. Otherwise, it won't migrate. And of course, it's equal or less, but we prefer less RC bugs. Then, package should not break. And a package that wants to migrate shouldn't break packages in testing. The breaking part is only about installability. So, for instance, if a package depends on another package, but it also conflicts maybe via another dependency on the same package, it's not installable. So that's what not breaking means. It should be installed. So that also means that all the dependencies should be installed. And that's the case, for instance, if you break packages, then it can be that packages must go together in testing because there is a version dependency. So, and the old version doesn't, it's not good enough for the version dependency. So, that are the criteria. Then, of course, in freezing time, like now. So what's freezing actually? Freezing is that the release team just blocks all packages from entering to testing. So it doesn't mean you can't upload anymore. You still can upload to unstable, no problem. It also doesn't mean that the other criteria don't matter anymore. It's just that release team has entered in some file that all the packages are blocked. And only when the release team unblocks the same package, it will then the other criteria will decide if the package goes to testing or not. There are several hints. The hints are things the release team can decide on. It are just hints in a file for the testing migration. And there are several kinds of hints. The release team can decide to remove packages from testing, so that's a removal hint. Then, like I said before, block or unblock packages. So normally, the release team doesn't block any package, except when we are in a freeze. And at the moment, also for packages that have UDEPs. UDEPs is a kind of special packages that are used in the Debian installer. So they at the moment they need special care, so that's why we block them. And then of course, when we're ready to take special care, then we unblock. The release team can also decide to force packages in testing. Forcing means that the other criteria don't count anymore. So then it doesn't need to stage for a couple of days, then it can have more RC bugs. And then it doesn't need to have be in sync on all release architectures. Hints are also used for when there are cyclic dependencies. So when packages have to go into testing together. And these hints are called easy hints. They are used, the result of the hint is that they will only migrate to testing if the result is better than it was before. So the result is the result of broken packages. And then recently we also can change the urgency of the upload. And the urgency is not changed like we set it to normal or something like that. No, we can just decide on the amount of days it has to stage in unstable. So for instance, I set some age days, so that's the name of the hint, age days to 20 for some packages. So then it had to stay 20 days in unstable. Then what are some transition issues? So issues in the migration process. From time to time, packages are stuck together. So they need to be hinted to in to testing together. And for instance, if a package needs a newer library and another package needs the first package and also another newer library, then all these packages have to go in together. So that's really an issue because it means that if one package breaks like having more release critical bugs, then the whole set can't enter into test. And this is of course extremely bad in combination with build daemon issues. So when some packages are not being built for some release critical release architectures. And of course, it can also be that the packages are being built, but not fast enough, so that when they are being built, they are already depending on a newer library that entered unstable recently. So that means there will be a very, there will be a longer waiting time till the packages reach test. The strategy to avoid, well, or solve these issues is of course to first discover them soon. And so we as release team look daily at what library transitions there are and what packages probably will stick together. Then we try to avoid them, so sometimes we communicate to some developers to not upload some packages for some time, so the set that is already stuck together can enter testing faster. In worst case, we can also ask to do binary NMUs. So that means that the packages are being built on the build teams without a new source. And of course, if we do such things, we have to coordinate in time with the build team maintainers and the FTP master. Now, something a maintainer can do to help and migrating the packages to testing. If you want to upload a package and it's not meant for the release, please, please don't upload them to unstable, because it's really a mess when you have to take care of a whole lot of packages that have to go to testing, and one package that is not meant for testing is blocking the whole asset. Also, some maintainers just upload a package that is meant for testing without looking first if the current version is already in testing. And that can, as a maintainer, please look at the migration status before you upload. Because.
Bit more light for the camera, please.
I had already switched it on, actually. And you still switched it off. Did you? Actually, déjà, it.
Can you turn on the light again?
Oh, sorry. Maybe half them, because. Is that good? Good enough.
That's okay.
Because otherwise, you can't see what's on the.
You're not selecting semi piece for the name for the version, you're just selecting some table. So can you describe the table? The big binary, whatever it is, describe by DT binary. what is binaries? Schema name type folder. Version source or test file.
There we go. Okay.
Select one from it. Select one from binary.
Well, actually, every time I do, there are some technical problems. I'm used to it. So the last but one slide. And like I said, but it's good to repeat it. Maintainers' task in respect to testing migration, never upload a package that is not ready that is not meant for release. So upload them to experimental or don't upload them at all. And look at the package migration status before you upload. I know some packages that were uploaded like every 9 days and the urgency was low, so it never entered testing because it had to wait, stay 10 days in a stable before entering test. That's one example. So the last slide, like always. Are there any questions or remarks?
Yeah, sure. Why do you call it a hint? Because it's not really a hint. Just telling what she called, what it would be.
Why do we call it a hint? I don't know. The person who implemented it called it a hint.
Just wondering this way.
There was a lot of issues discussed about lately about Goldie admins and FTP masters and blah blah blah. So how's the current view of the release team, or at least your point of view about that? Do the release team actually have the same problems as the basic DN developer talking to Goldie admins or? But yes, any comment on that point? No.
Any comment? Well, I start with the most important part, probably. All these issues weren't really an issue for the release because they didn't block the release in any way. What was an issue for the release team is that packages were being built on hardware or even in software in emulators that weren't easily available as build teams. So if one has to do a security update later on, one can't be really sure that it will build again. So that's an issue. And that's actually why FTP masters decided to block uploads.
But was there never like a package that was unable to migrate to testing because some buildee was failing to build the package?
Yes, of course, there were some packages that needed a bit more time because they weren't built on all architectures. But for the release as a whole, it didn't have any influence because it were only for the alpha build team, for instance, that was like 2 weeks down. Well, after the 2 weeks, it was in a couple of days. The whole, a lot of packages that needed to build was built.
I think it's also one of the reasons why the Vancouver proposal was set forth to avoid that from being too much of a problem.
Exactly. Not even a question about Edge?
Where is Edge?
I've got a question about Lenny.
I thought Lenny, okay.
We are all aware that releases take a bit longer than expected. From your point of view as a release manager of a release assistant, what should we, the project, change to make releases better on time?
Better on time, well, I think the most important part is that if a team doesn't want, if a team decides to go for some target, that it really goes for that target, and not that it communicates that it is going for that target, but actually it's not doing that at all.
Being more clear about what we can expect on ETA.
No, no, the ETA is not important, but if a release team says, well, we want to go for the obvious example, that kernel, well, then it has to make sure that the kernel will be stable and at the time, and not, well, upload already the next kernel and the next kernel and even the next kernel and not taking care of 2.6.18.
How much work is it being a release assistant?
How much work? For me, it's like 3 to 4 hours a day. And of course, in some periods, it's way more. Some periods, it's like 6 or 7 hours a day.
And how well, I mean, how do you communicate within a release team? I mean, is there a super secret IRC channel that the rest of us don't know about?
Of course there is, yeah.
Yeah. Any more questions? Thank you to Luke.